Conscious Collaboration brings together entrepreneurs, change makers, and thought leaders. We aim to highlight the people that embody the idea of aligned mind, body, and business. Each week, we share, discuss, and learn from the various experiences and ideas of our guest experts. Through our discovery, we find a path to an aligned mind, body, and business.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Emily. And we are the Conscious Collaboration Podcast. What up, Lisa?
Hey, Emily. How's it going?
It's cool. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday and, you know.
Tuesday, my new favorite day of the week.
Is
it's
it?
Like the day, it's the day I get everything done. Just everything on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Word. So today, we're going to continue with a theme that we've talked about before. We've talked about celebrating wins, big or small, you know, different reasons for that. It's something that I try to incorporate in now every conversation with my clients, you know, finding, certainly finding challenges that they've been facing, but also acknowledging you know, their wins at every check-in. So this idea of, you know, wins and acknowledging wins can really just help to, you know, kind of keep momentum going regardless of what your goals are in fitness, health, and life in general. So with that in mind, I saw a graphic on a social media account that I like. It's kind of a, I guess, motivational.
Yeah, I like it.
It's quote kind of account.
Businessy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so, and I think this person, the creator of the account, maybe just wrote a book I might have seen. So the account is Change Your Perception. Your is just the UR. So Change Your Perception on Instagram, if you want to check that out. It's pretty good stuff. Little bite size, you know, motivation and insight. So, but the one in particular that I really liked and kind of wanted to springboard off of is where he's talking about three daily wins. So evaluating three daily wins. So one physical win, one mental win, and one spiritual win. And I thought it would be cool, to sort of maybe incorporate it as like a little mini challenge, for yourself, you know, address and document, every day for 7 days, one of each win, and just kind of see what happens, see how you feel, see how it, you know, sets the tone for the following week and stuff like that. So I thought that we would kind of go through that, you know, drum up some ideas for each category, and yeah, just kind of see what happens there. So, first daily win being a physical win. I think this one's pretty, you know, pretty obvious, I guess, pretty self-explanatory. So any kind of a workout or exercise would work here. I don't think it's any mystery what my kind of go-to is. You know, of course, I hit the weights pretty often, but, you know, it's not necessarily to my benefit to hit the weights every day. So even, you know, I try not to have any 0 days, right? Like even on my rest day, I'm going to do some walking, some leisurely walking, ideally outdoors, that kind of thing. Some that I teach my, you know, restorative flow on my restore day. So,
And what's restorative flow, if you want to explain that to people that aren't following and also they can watch?
Sure. So it's a class that I teach a couple times a week here at the studio. And it's also streamed for free every Sunday In a private Facebook group that's called Studio Fam. So if you like free yoga, those classes actually stay in there forever. I live stream them on Sundays, but they're in there forever. So you can just scroll through, and there's actually a couple years worth of free yoga in there. And that's Studio is spelled S-T-U-D-I-E-A-U-X. So that's Studio Fam if you want to join. But basically, it's a restorative yoga class. Yoga is just more so kind of the vessel of delivery, I guess. I'm really, it's super chill. You don't actually need to have any yoga experience or knowledge to take the class. I really try to engineer it to where literally almost anybody could take the class and get some value from it. That is my hope. But I incorporate, a lot of the fascia based movement, concepts that I've been studying and working with over the years. We do a lot of breathing and just activation of the parasympathetic nervous system. So, great relief for stress and anxiety and different kinds of pain and things of that nature. So it's a great way to move your body, without a ton of exertion. Most of us in the vein of our hustle culture, grind culture episode last week, most of us are in dire need of some parasympathetic nervous system activation. So So check that class out. If you want, that could certainly fit into your category to check off a daily physical win. And, I could argue that it could fit into the other two boxes as well. What about you? What's your go-to physical win?
One thing that we talk a lot about, of course, coming from the field of feng shui and working with the environment, is taking all walks. And So all walks, meaning like preferably in nature, but anywhere outdoors. Not everyone has the ability to go walk along a beach or like, sure, in a forest like we do where we live, but just to be outside and to not necessarily be walking for the sake of burning calories, but to really just appreciate nature. And I was just quickly looking at my phone to see, because I don't know who coined the term. And there's so many articles on the health benefits of taking all walks that it's lost and buried. And it's something that's practiced internationally. But it's just, a way to, I think, to your point, it can fit into all three of these categories, physical, mental, and spiritual.
So it could, depending on kind of the intention behind it and, how hard you're getting after it and things like that.
So like one thing that we like to do is like, not that we're going to be super active or anything during it, but we'll take pictures of like patterns that we see, if there's the people up north that are taking pictures of snowflakes or ice crystals or leaf patterns or that type of thing, just really appreciating the cool things that we see that are created in nature.
So maybe could knock out a couple birds with one stone there,
strength training. I prefer strength training now that I'm not a runner any longer. That's, a great way to start the day. Like you always say, you can do hard things. So if you can make it through a strength training workout, especially in the beginning of the day, the rest of the day, you can compartmentalize I can do hard things.
Yeah, for sure. It sets the tone in that way. And I just want to add, in terms of physical wins, while yes, you do want to, intentionally challenge yourself to a certain degree with your physical workouts, our physical wins, our workouts, should always leave you feeling better at the end, right? Even an intense strength workout, you shouldn't be approaching these things with like a punishing sort of mindset where you feel like dead at the end of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? People will kind of joke, oh, I kicked their ass in a training session or whatever. But really, that's not what we're doing, right? We're actually working to improve skills of certain exercises and mind to muscle connection and things like that. Yeah. Because the value in exercise does not actually come from, you know, leaving in a pool of sweat and blood and tears and soreness.
Well, we were talking about that yesterday too. I don't want to get controversial or anything, but you know, I've done various different types of workouts throughout the years, from things that are in sports training to dance to you know, boot camp style to boxing to Orange Theory. And you know, at my age, in my 40s, it just doesn't appeal to me as much anymore. Like, there was at this one point, like a short period of time where I would trigger, like, especially when the tracking watches and things started coming out, it like would trigger like, you know, hit like some pleasure center that I burned more calories than I took in today kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that doesn't appeal to me at all anymore, but really just being able to at least find, you know, 20 minutes here and there to take walks or to be active or to do something that's not sitting and designing or presenting or whatnot, is that's a win for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's sort of a separate conversation, but just, you know, keep in mind that our activity is not, you know, we don't want to be using our activity to like chase a calorie burn,
right?
Like
you're
saying, even in the case where you're immediately in a fat loss phase, right? So, but yeah, physical win definitely makes it easier to carry over and achieve the other wins, in my opinion. So, so mental wins, you know. Creating something, reading a book or, you know, a document or an article that you're interested in, working on something that you're learning, you know, any of those things, I think, could be considered mental wins. Anything where you have to use your brain power, right, to achieve something. And I could also argue maybe like a mindset win could kind of fit in there, you know, like if there's a certain mindset shift sort of habit that you're working on, or even like, you know, like I did my cold shower this morning and that was hard. I didn't want to. which I would consider a mental, you know, a mental oriented challenge to overcome. So I think things like, could apply, but it really, if you have to create something with your brain, I think that's really
something where you have to use your headspace. I think headspace is even like an app that feeds you, you know, short, digestible books that you can read instead of scrolling. I think it's called Headspace. I could be wrong. But there's, you know, I think also that mental part of it too could be using all of your brain power, like you said, in creating, but also in like doing something new, like presenting or negotiating or within the business realm. That's a huge like mental capacity. It really, you know, like I'm talking today about coming into this podcast, but before joining you today, like the beginning part of my day took up so much of my mental capacity that I just had to like unplug for a little bit. And a lot of it was because I was trying to figure out things I haven't, you know, necessarily done before. And then also doing a lot of math. I'm going to put math in there.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's context, because what you're like, some days we, you know, it just depends on what's going on, what the mental win could be. Cause sometimes the mental win could be more of an unplug situation. Some days we're required to use our brain power so much that it's just like draining. So, I think in that way, that one could kind of swing several different ways.
At the Conscious Collaboration Podcast, we are proud affiliates of ATAPA medical grade red light therapy devices. Red light therapy boasts a long list of clinically proven benefits, many that I and many of my clients have experienced firsthand. You can be sure that you'll be able to train harder, recover faster, and sleep better with ATAPA red light therapy. Visit myatapa.com, myatapa.com, or use the link in our Instagram bio to shop with the code COLLAB15, that's COLLAB15, for a discount on your device.
I also had a thought, Duolingo. Olivia, my daughter, told me that she and a couple of her little friends just got Duolingo to learn Japanese.
Yeah, I do Duolingo. It's a daily practice of mine. I think I'm on day like 564 or something.
I've gone on and off for Spanish several times and I haven't done it in a while. What language are you doing?
Spanish. That's what I learned all through school and into college. Yeah. And when we made a trip to go to Costa Rica a couple years ago, I was like, I really want to use my best Spanish. And I didn't do Duolingo enough to prepare for any of the situations, but it is like, it's a daily habit of mine. Even if I just do it for 3 minutes, sometimes I'll do it for, longer than that. But it's something that's makes you feel like a win because it does like a little congratulatory, like
it is. Yeah. Right. No, I think Duolingo is a really great like structure for that. And you can do it in little bite-sized lessons. So I was pretty tickled to to hear her say that. And she told me a couple words that she had learned and they teach them the characters too.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. She's really into Sanrio. So that's like, I thought that's why you would choose Japanese. But learning a language, I think, would be a really awesome thing to fit in there. And then a spiritual win. There are some more obvious choices there: prayer, meditation, going to church or some sort of similar type of service or meeting, personal development, fill in the blank. That could be all sorts of different practices. And a lot of this I think could be very self-defined as well. Whatever spiritual and spirituality means to you, I think could definitely fit that bill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of crossovers for me personally between mental and spiritual, but I think a lot about too, like the intention of our whole podcast is the alignment of a lot of these components that we're talking about and how that relates to being a business owner, entrepreneur, or thought leader, visionary. And, but I like how that we're using three here numerically. And I think that feels like a bigger win when you can go back and reflect on your day. Like, I'm not sure that I'll think about it. Maybe it's an intentional thing, so Emily, I don't know why my camera keeps turning off. Mercury's in retrograde, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's probably why.
So is this something that we intentionally should start out doing in the day for the 7-day challenge?
No, I think it would be I think it would be an end of day thing.
I do too.
That would be a great way to, go to bed.
That's what I think
with that sort of, I think that's like a, I think that's like in the Stoicism philosophies somewhere too, acknowledge your your victories or something like that at the end of the day. And, same as setting the tone at the beginning of a day, it sort of put the punctuation on the end of the day and perhaps, you know, might prevent the sort of thoughts racing at night kind of thing. If that's something you tend towards, I'm raising my hand.
Unless there's something if there's a bucket you didn't complete, if you can't reflect on something that you did that was physical or mental and you're going to bed and you're like, oh, now I have to do something physical. I mean, you could do something still. But hopefully, you know, maybe in the 7-day challenge, it becomes a habit.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you could start the day by planning what, you know, what each one is going to be and acknowledging when you're going to do that. And then acknowledging that they've been done at the end of the day. And I think that's just a good way to, cause you know, we're talking about just whole person, holistic health, right? That's what it means. Just looking at the whole person. And it's a good way to ensure balance, sort of in the macro sense, because, you know, it's easy enough to kind of lean into one aspect in certain phases of life more so than the other, especially if you're doing some sort of physical pursuit or, you know, doing some sort of learning pursuit where you already are guaranteed to have, you know, certain boxes checked off each day. So I think it's a good way to make sure that the others, you know, especially if you're doing something like that, to make sure that the others still get at least some acknowledgement.
Yeah. I like thinking of them as like buckets, like how much are they? Because at the end of the day, you probably realize, oh my gosh, I've filled so much into my physical bucket and so much into mental, but what have I done spiritual? But at the same time, I think that it feeds into that positivity, that positive self-talk and programming your brain to see the good things in a day that we talk about all the time, because it's so easy, like you said, to forget about celebrating even the small wins. So, you know.
Well, I think it's a good way just to manifest all the things that you're trying to manifest, but, you know, wellness, right? By intentionally being, you know, in this energy of, okay, let me make sure I put at least a drop into each bucket every day, even if it's the tiniest drop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just kind of like, and especially if we're doing this at the end of the day, like it's not intended to be like, you know, some rigid structured thing, but just so that we've placed some kind of intention, some kind of drop into each
bucket. Nice. Because it probably is going to demonstrate to everybody at the end of, you know, the 7-week trial or challenge, if you want to participate, that you really do contribute so much into these different areas, so much that maybe they even overflow. But it's so important to have all these components so that you can have the momentum and the energy to spill over into all the other areas. And, you know, your top, I know it's water is kind of the thing that comes to mind with filling buckets, but in feng shui, the center of our Bagua map is the holistic health and wellness. So it's all of these components at the center hub of all the energy. Mm-hmm. So it holds in place the wealth, the fame and reputation, relationships, creativity, travel, helpful people, career, self-knowledge and wisdom, and family. All those things are all centered within the center of them are holistic health and wellness. So you can't have all those things even, you know, flowing in any way without that being nourished. So that's like that grounding, earth energy.
Yeah. I think it's just a good, exercise too, you know, as kind of an evaluation, because maybe until you are, you know, not forced, but until you decide to sit there and intentionally think about it, you may not realize that, you know, one of your buckets is a lot heavier than the other. So yeah, I think, like I say, without putting too much pressure on like the achievement part of it, it's just a good way to kind of take the temperature and see what's going on and what Mike could use a bit more.
Yeah.
Or a bit less.
I like it. It builds on what we were talking about last episode. You know, it's more of that nourishing yourself, returning to self. And it's so easy to get disconnected and forget that we need to take care of ourselves in any situation. So I like it a lot. And I think it'll be a fun challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going to write yours down in a journal or something? Are we going to put our homework inside of the Facebook group?
I don't know. Are we? Should we?
Maybe we should. We'll see. We'll see if people want to participate inside of the Conscious Collaboration Collective on Facebook.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. Like I said, I'm doing it with all my coaching clients. I think it's a good idea to regularly just check in with wins in general. So anytime you want to share your wins with us in the Conscious Collaboration Collective on Facebook, we are open and all ears, and we would love to hear about your wins and successes, big and small, physical, mental, spiritual, business, all the above. We want to hear it.
Yay. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. What's been fun? Thank you. I like it. Good topic.
Good talk.
Good talk, bro. So also speaking about wins, this is episode 99 for us.
Nine. Yes.
Double nine. So,
I love it. Yeah, great day for a list of three.
Yes, it is. So congratulations to us.
Yes.
And thanks everybody for supporting us and your likes and your shares and your subscribes and sharing with friends. So love it. All right, Emily.
Love it. Keep rolling.
Yes. Another 100. Mm-hmm. All right. Talk to you in five.
Talk to you in five. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank y'all so much for listening to our podcast. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with all your friends so they can join our circle of collaboration on this journey. You can find us on Instagram at Conscious Collaboration Podcast, on Spotify, iTunes, and Audible, to name a few. Please join us next time for another deep dive into how you can live life in more alignment, mind, body, and business. Send us your questions and comments in our DMs or email us at ConsciousCollaborationPodcast@gmail.com. See you in 5 minutes.